the refugees here, we had a leadership problem. So we elected a new leader. So inaugurating this new leader today, people that were doing inauguration today, they were on the scene, and other people got other refugees. But I was on my way going to church, and then a group of police burst in the camp, and they started beating people for inauguration place. They started arresting some other people. Police started throwing tear gas and other things. So the refugees, some of the refugees said, "But then you cannot arrest our brothers and sisters like that." Some of them was there, throwing stone, persevering through to them to see how best we can get our people out of there. The leader that is in power, we noticed that he was not doing the right thing. He was like in line with what the camp manager is a Ghanaian, what they tell him to do. That's what he does. He doesn't take care of the refugees' affairs. He more take care of what he tells him to do.
And you say you decided to change the leader. In what manner did you decide to change him? Did you have an election or what?
Yes. You know, there's not actually an election because we have a council there. We have a council that is responsible to elect somebody. So the council decided electing this woman, and then there was the inauguration going on today. They came in on the inauguration ground, just got there and started beating people. Everybody went into disarray. Some of the refugees who started stoning them, because they arrested some of our people. They don't have weapons. They had weapons, they threw in tear gas, and then they started shooting in the air. While shooting, later on, we just saw that a lady from the church, the bullet hit the woman from the church. I joined a group to carry the woman to the hospital, but in the process, she died.
Apart from the lady that you said was allegedly killed by the police, was anybody else wounded or killed?
So many people got wounded, yeah.